I'm not here to talk about this organization. I will use that as an example. So I want to make sure that I'm clear on this, that this is just, I'm not single out this group that had this Pride event that's coming up. This is just an example. So I want to make sure that I'm clear of this. Now, one of the things I want to bring to the council's attention is this picture of this, they call it a drag performer, but they also have it where, oh, let's read it. People clap, dance, cheer, and hand dollars to a beautiful dressed drag performers. When you start giving money to performers, that's called, in a strip club, it's you're giving money to strippers. And that's the message that I'm getting, so I want to make sure we're on the same page. But what really astonishes you, if you look at this photo, is those children as a parent. Look at the children's faces, very uncomfortable on this event. And it's kind of I'm trying to be this positive. And one of the things I want to bring to the council's attention over here is what city official approved this permit to allow this any organization to come into Visalia. This is family friendly for your children, but here they have adult performance. Okay, so my question is, does the city have a SOP, any procedures and process that when someone wants to have an event is to check and verify that what they are promoting is justified, especially when you have children and saying that it's friendly, children friendly, but here you have male performance or adult performance. Pretty soon you have toys, but that's number one. Number two is what brings to my attention is we're all looking at this. You see this, Mr. Collins, and the children over here, is that when you see someone performing a sexual act, that's called pornography. Okay. And then I go back and I look at this photo that we're all looking at it, and when you got children involved in it, that's called child pornography. That is a big issue here that we have to, that's a big concern to me. So we have, and again, I'm just using it as an example because someone didn't verify and check individuals that come in. And I'm talking about anyone that comes in for the city that wants to get a permit, is that we have, what's the check and balances? So we have here on this photo that I'm looking at it, and I'll let you guys comment on this, is you have a pornography individual dancing in front of little children, and I want you to look at their faces. And when you got children involved, that's called child pornography. So I'm very disappointed that we lowered our standard of Visalia. I tell people that I'm proud of Visalia. We are the jewel of Visalia, and I'm proud to say that I'm from Visalia. So again, I just want to say this again. I just want to use it as an example. I'm not just singling out this group. The last thing I want to, about through my 3 minutes, Michelle?
Actually, you are, yes.
Okay, I just want to finish with this. Now that you look at the photos, and I want you to look at this over there, now that the city's council is aware of this, now you guys are on notice that this is what's happening under your guys' watch. So I just, and I'm just letting you guys know. I'm not telling you guys. I just want to let you know this is pretty serious stuff, and it's kind of disappointing.
R-E-E-V-E-S. I am a resident of the city of Visalia. I had a quick prepared remarks that I was going to address to the council. I am the community liaison, an advisory board member, and a founding board member of the Source LGBT Plus Center. And my purpose here tonight was to invite all of you to the Pride event coming up this Saturday. I want to assure this gentleman that there's not going to be any pornography at the festival. This is a family festival. The drag queens are a campy show for the community. 6 years ago, this council made history in the Central Valley by proclaiming June as LGBT Pride Month in Visalia. I was honored to accept that proclamation on the behalf of the LGBT community that year and the next year. Those plaques are now proudly displayed in our drop-in center over on Main Street, and it's we're very proud of that. The festival coming up this Saturday will be at the Old Lumber Yard on Oak Street. We'll have a bike ride starting at 9:30. And it will come back to the festival grounds. That's our Bill Frawley Memorial Ride. He was a founding member, passed away from cancer recently. we are going, the festival itself is 11 to 4. We're going to have a comedy show fundraiser at the cellar door at 7 p.m. It's going to be bigger and better than it was last year, and we had several thousand people show up last year. The community has been a wonderful support for us over the last 2 years that we've been in existence. The city government, county government, medical associations, city offices, just the response has been wonderful. We've really been proud of all that, and the welcome we've received. Every once in a while we hear a little noise like what happened before, and I invite everybody who holds views like that to come to the festival and see what is actually there. Come to our drop-in center in the Montgomery Square building. See what's there. Don't talk and spread things to the community that
you know nothing about because you haven't actually checked. And I want to thank the Times Delta as well for that wonderful article. They've been very supportive as well. And thank you to the council and the city of